Can everyone hear me? Yeah? Nope. One of our family friends from church, I'll not say her name, said to my wife, Cherith, I hope he's not going to be too long up there. So I had to go home and cut out like an hour of material from what I was going to say. In a wee minute, I'm going to bring up a beautiful assistant that I have with me, someone beautiful. But the first thing I want to do is we don't normally do this, but what I want is for all of us, where's my wee blimmer blummer, there it is. I want all of us in the church, whether you are three, like wee Evie, or whether you're in the mid-80s, like Jim McGill, I want us all, sorry Jim, to say this verse together. This is a verse from Ephesians 6 that my wee girl has been saying for the last 2 weeks, on and on all the time, okay? So I think it'd be really cool with people of all ages to say this. So I'll count us in and I'll say 3, 2, 1 and then we'll all say it together, okay? So 3, 2, 1. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's tricks. That sounded good together. Sounded great. Okay, so this is good for your quiz, I'd say, Aaron and Tommy. Yeah, you take notes there. I was looking for a beautiful assistant, and I had a wee look around, and I was thinking to myself, which beautiful assistant can come up and assist me in what I'm talking about? But I couldn't find one, so Aaron, up you come. Right. Okay, here we go. Aaron, you just stand there, okay? Okay, so I'm going to put some stuff on Aaron here, okay? So, right, here we go. Right, okay. Well, okay. Done your hair?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. Let's get those bad boys on. Okay. Right. May as well put some armbands on here. Okay, good. Sorry. Have you been working out? Yeah? Okay. Good job, Tommy. Let's see, what else have we got here? Okay, lovely. Here we go. Brand new, yes?
Yep.
There we go, look at that. Okay, well, that's a bit weird. Right. Oh, let's get some sun cream. I don't know what way to do it. Oh, sorry. That's a nice shirt. Okay, there we go. Good man, yeah. Let's lather that up. There we go. Yeah. That's going to drip down, but whatever. Okay, so, okay. Now, you look great. Can anyone tell me, please, why I've just put some oven gloves on Aaron's hands, please? What do oven gloves do? Protect your hands against the oven. Good man, against hot things, yes. Okay, we've put these glasses on, okay? So can someone put their hand up and tell me what these glasses do? Yes? Protect your eyes from dust. Very good. Archie would be really proud of that. Where's Archie? He would be very proud of that. Yeah. What about this weird white thing here on the old head? Can someone tell me what this would do? Yes, Patrick. I didn't hear any of that, Patrick. Go louder. Yes, absolutely. It sort of protects your head against things, okay? Can someone tell me what these armbands do, please? Yes, let's go armbands. They keep you above the water. Well, they're meant to anyway. I don't know if these would work, but yes, that's what they do. What about this stuff that I've just put on Aaron's face? What does it do? What does it do? Who have I not spoken to? Yes, Elijah. It protects you from the sun. Okay? This guy is ready to go. He's well protected from a lot of things. Okay? And that word protection is important. Do you want to go and sit down? Give a wee round of applause to Aaron there. Sorry. Got a wee bit of...
Okay. Keep that on.
Yeah, you keep that on. Okay, so that word protection is important. And what I want to do, okay, and I want to speak to you whether you're three or whether, as I say, you're in your mid-80s or whatever, okay? Because I think it's really, really important to look at some real simple, I would have said, truths that sometimes we forget about. Hey, Lydia. Great scenes. So I'm going to give you four words. And especially for the younger ones, if you're here, I want you to remember these four words. But I'm going to introduce you to this guy, okay? I call this guy Bob. I don't know what his name is. I've used him a few times before. He might actually have a real name. He is a Roman soldier, a Roman officer. That's Bob. And what you maybe can't read round Bob is that he's wearing all these different things. He's got all these different things on him. And some of you in Sunday school, all of you and all of those different things have been learning about something called the armor of God. Okay, and what we want to do, and you'll have to listen, because you have to win this quiz later on with Aaron and Tammy. You have to win it. Is it girls v boys? Oh, are you not telling us? It's a surprise. You've still got some stuff there, Aaron. Okay, so this is Bob. I want you to remember Bob, okay? So four words for you to remember, okay? This should have been a bit bigger, okay? So word number one is truth. Right? If you go back to Bob, you will see that he's wearing this cool belt around him. It's maybe hard to see in this picture. What he doesn't have with him, he must have left it at home, is his sword. The sword of the Spirit. This word truth is important here. I want you to remember that, okay? Because when you read the Bible, we as Christians believe that what you're actually reading is truth. It's reality. So what you read about Jesus Christ being a real man and doing all these things, we believe that's actually true. But in our verse, Ephesians 6 and 11, it talks about defending yourself against the devil's tricks. Okay, and one of the wee tricks is to whisper into your ear when you're reading the Bible that Jesus that you're reading about, he's not actually real, never has been. Just a fairy tale or something like that, a story, like you read at bedtime. But we as Christians believe that that is wrong, that Jesus actually lived. And that is an important truth. It's real. So then you have this sword of the Spirit. And the sword is great because that means that you can defend yourself against the devil by bringing that sword forward. And that is the Bible. That is what we read in the Bible. When I was a young lad, I'm only 35 now, but whenever I was coming through Sunday school like some of you, and some of the older people, the gyms, etc., will know this, will remember this. We used to learn little things called catechisms. Little question answers about the Christian faith. And we used to have to learn them, like homework in school, and come back and say them on the Sunday. Do you know what, guys? It is much easier to learn the Bible, to learn quotes from the Bible when you're younger than it is when you're older. I'm sure a lot of us would agree with that. So learn what you read in the Bible. Try and remember it. Because the devil hates it. There's this wonderful, I'm not even going to say story, in the New Testament, it actually happened where Jesus is in the Judean desert and he experiences these horrible temptations from the devil. And the devil tries to quote the Bible to Jesus. And how does Jesus defend himself there? Well, he actually gives Bible back to the devil. He quotes the Bible. His authority or his control over the situation is from the Bible. That's what the Bible does. That's the first thing I want you to remember. Remember the truth of what you read in the Bible. Word number two, gospel. Can everyone say that with me, please? I'm going to count down. 3, 2, 1. Gospel. Okay. On little Bob here, I want you to look at his wee feet. I was going to put something on Aaron's feet, and then he gave me something about, oh, I'm doing the quiz and I don't want to wear things or whatever. So the sandals fitted for the gospel of peace. Now, this is really, really cool. Okay. In the old times in history, if you read about history, you didn't have, let's see, I have my phone in my pocket, but I can't get it out because my jeans are too tight. In the old days, you had a mobile, you didn't have a mobile phone. That's silly. You didn't have a mobile phone and you didn't have an iPad. You weren't able to put the phone or the iPad on and hear what your boss wanted you to do. So how did you do it? How did one army get a message across to another army or whatever? When you were a Roman officer, you had runners. Now, put your hand up if you're good at running. Really? Okay, I'm not going to do it. I could do a wee race down the sides. Paul's glaring at me. I'll keep it going. So, I'm only kidding, Paul. He's not actually looking at all. That's okay, that's okay, that's all right. But in history, you would have had these runners, and they had to run a message from one place to another. And so if you were in a particular area, whether that be a field or whatever, castle, whatever, you would have someone looking out, and they would see the messenger running person running towards you. And it went one of two ways. If they had bad news, they would be sort of doing maybe a slightly slower run, looking a bit sad, no confidence, etc. But if they had happy news, good news, oh, they would be running with enthusiasm, running with excitement and joy on their face. Why? Because they had good news. And Peter has talked about this before, this word gospel, because gospel means good news. See those sandals that Bob the soldier is wearing? Do you know what they're all about? Knowing the gospel of peace. Knowing that Jesus Christ came into this world. He was born of a virgin. Ask your mum and dads and Peter and Paul what that means. If you don't know, he was the Son of God, but he was also God. Peter, hopefully you'll take that one on at some stage. He lived this great life, a life with great example and miracles and exciting things happening. But do you know what? He was born to die for us. Because on that cross, Jesus Christ died for you and for me. And you may have heard that before, but you keep telling yourself that. And then, if that wasn't enough, on the third day, and Evie, where's Evie? What happened on the third day, Evie? The stone was rolled away. That wasn't deliberate. We didn't have a thing or whatever about that. The stone was rolled away because Jesus was alive again. And do you know what the devil does? Sweet tricks in your ear. That stuff's not true. Jesus didn't die. He certainly didn't die for you. And he didn't come back to life. He's actually still dead. That's what the devil says. Because what you need now is that helmet. The helmet of salvation. Because what the helmet does with Aaron, do you remember Aaron had on that big white thing? It protects the head. It protects the mind. Okay? Do you know what it tells you, what it helps you believe? that Jesus Christ not only died, but that he died to save us. That he died to save you and me, so that we would have eternal life in this wonderful place called heaven, and we would be there worshiping Jesus, and we would be there together with those people that believe it too. That's what the helmet of salvation protects. And again, people will say to you in your ear, you're too bad. You're too bad. You've done too many wrong things. You've sinned too many times. Jesus didn't save you. Don't let people tell you that. Because the truth is that he came to save us. And then, with this breastplate of righteousness that some of the wee ones had on, it's all about living that life, knowing that Jesus has saved you, and you now live that life in thanks to him. So that's gospel. I finish with this one, and this word is really cool, faith. Do you mind if I mention, or if I speak to the bigger ones as well? The shield of faith. Can I ask, I'm just assuming height-wise, where's Peter? Peter, could I ask you to come up, please? Peter, you must be, I know I'm a small guy, but you must be 6 foot and above.
6 foot 1.
6 foot 1. I knew that you were the right person. Peter is 6 foot 1. If we read back into history, when the Roman soldiers were advancing, the shield didn't look like the shield that I had on Bob there. The shields were actually meant to be at least 6 feet. In fact, it was really meant to be somewhere between 6 and 8 feet. So imagine advancing with a shield this size. Yeah, what's that guitar?
Bit narrow.
And he said it, not me. So the shield of faith, and the Romans would have advanced, if you stand there, Peter, with these shields in front of them so that those arrows coming from the enemy could not get them. And in fact, sometimes they would actually put the arrows up above as well. So you had this, just a complete block. Isn't that great? You can sit down, Peter. Here's why this is important. And I speak to everyone here. I speak to the young ones first. Have a wee look round at your mums and dads and grannies and grandas and aunties and uncles, yeah? Now, see the people who are in this church? They've gone through some really difficult times, real struggles, real tough times, and I wouldn't be surprised with some of us, including me, that the devil sometimes tries to whisper things like, do you know what? Jesus doesn't care about you. He doesn't care that you're going through the tough time. I've heard it before. But do you know why your mums and dads and grannies, grandas, aunties, uncles are sitting here? Because they have the shield of faith. Because through all the difficult things that they've been through, they continue to believe that Jesus Christ is real, did wonderful things on earth, and died for them, and was then brought back to life. That's what it means to have the shield of faith, is to believe those things, even when life's going not so well. So I want to finish with this, because you've been amazing, and I'm really thankful, and I hope you remember some stuff. The armor of God passage finishes with an idea, and that's something called prayer. Put your hands up if you've heard of prayer before. Okay, prayer, right? This is what it says. I realize that you can't actually see this. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. That means at all times or in different situations. With all kinds of prayer and all kinds of request, asking God. This is not my idea. I finish with this. This is not my idea. It was the idea of someone else. I'm not going to steal it from them. If you were a Roman officer, you needed to know what was happening. You needed to communicate with other people, your boss maybe, your commander, so you knew what they were thinking, so you knew what the plans were. It's the same thing if you're a Christian. Christianity without prayer, I'm sorry, it's nothing. Prayer's that important. You need to be communicating with your Father in heaven. You need to be speaking to him, praying to him. It's so easy. Finding out what he wants for you, what he wants you to do. Don't forget to pray whenever you can, at all times. And that's what the spiritual armor is all about. So here's what we do. We finish with this. We finish the way we started. I will count down 3, 2, 1. And we will say this together as a church, young and old alike. Okay? 3, 2, 1. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's tricks. Let's close our eyes and pray together. Great God and Heavenly Father, I want to pray for each individual sitting here in front today. I want to pray, Lord, that they would request the spiritual armor from you, and that when they receive that on a daily basis, Father, that those different things, that the Bible, that prayer, that faith would defend against the devil. I pray for the young people here that they would come to understand the importance of this. I pray for the young people that they would come to know that nothing and no one is more important than the glory of Jesus Christ, our King. Give them strength. Protect them. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.